I first started just writing a story about relationships because that's what I know, and so it's fairly easy. But then it's in this era, and in order, again, part of my, I think there are, I'm most interested in works where there are people and there's a world and they interact. So I wanted to find out more about the world, so I started doing research. And what I found was the more I understood about the pre-war years and in Japan, and then and about the, what, the way the world was in the 20s and the 30s, the more I changed, and the more I changed, the more Etsuko, the main character, changed. So her kind of awareness of the political realities and kind of committing to engaging paralleled my understanding of the era. And I thought, you know, you can't write a book about Japan in the 20s and 30s and ignore what was going on. You have to say something about it. But I didn't want it to be this us them thing. I wanted to reflect the complexities of the era that there. Yet I also didn't want it to be this apology of Japanese people are nice and there was bad stuff going on and nobody was responsible. So yeah, I think I just kind of accidentally started reading more and more and more, and then that affected what the story emerged.